Do any startle at this plain assertion? By Thomas Reed, Christian Experience. In the early Christian church, religion did not consist in talking finely, but in living well. We, alas, are not now what these primitive Christians were, burning and shining lights. The lamentation of the prophet is sadly too descriptive of our state. Our silver has become dross, and our wine is mixed with water. The world has tainted the church by its unhallowed admixture. Where is the simplicity, the self-denial, the zeal, the entire devotedness of these first Christians to be found? Certainly not among the great mass of religious professors. Long-continued prosperity has induced a spirit of slumber. Without any breach of that charity which hopes all things, we are compelled to declare this painful truth, that thousands who are moral and regular in all the outward duties and decencies of religion are still as far distant from the spirit and practice, the principles and feelings of the true believer, as the East is from the West. Do any startle at this plain assertion? Where, we would ask, is their deep contrition, their sincere repentance, their hatred of sin, their application to the Saviour, their love to His name, their delight in His service, their attachment to Him, their self-denying obedience, their renunciation of the world, their patience under suffering for the gospel's sake? Where, in short, is the new creature in Christ Jesus to be seen in them? It has no existence. They have a name to live, being called Christians, and professing to believe in Jesus, but they are dead. The general truths of the gospel may dwell in their understandings, but they have no abiding place in their hearts. The apostle has well described the character of these nominal Christians. They profess that they know God, but in works deny Him. They have the form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. These are the people who, frequenting the house of God, sneer at conscientious piety. Yet they have full confidence in the mercy of God, and deem it most uncharitable, even to breathe a hint that they are in danger of eternal perdition.